Doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor?
Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Wow, swung and missed three times trying to turn my own microphone on. 644. Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better healthcare starts here. Hi, Kev.
Hey, morning, Steve. How you doing?
Doing fine. Doing fine. Good to talk to you. Last week, when I was in back in upstate New York with my family for my cousin's funeral, my brother, his brother, and I, and another cousin went out and played golf. First thing out of Kurt is the brother, Kurt's mouth was, you hit a ball into the brush, don't go in there. Deer ticks everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your Lyme disease carrier right there? That's your big Lyme disease hookup?
Yeah, how about that? Nice that you did a little tie in there, but yeah, we're starting to see, you know, this is probably a good time for us to be a little bit more aware of what else is out there right now.
All right, so when you see a tick, because, you know, I check everyone for ticks, strangers. When you see a tick on somebody, how do you get it off them?
Well, it's really interesting, too, when you say that, because when we talk about deer ticks, which is what their Lyme disease, those ticks are so small. It is unbelievable how small they are. The ticks that we're used to seeing are wood ticks or dog ticks. They're fairly good sized. And how do you get them off? Well, you either take tweezers and try to grab them right at the base where they're biting you and pull them off. Sometimes you can put heat on them and they will back off. But for the most part, you're going to try to remove them with a fine set of tweezers. So that's why everyone should really go out and invest in them, to be honest with you. They're fairly inexpensive, but they can be really helpful.
That's a quick trip to Walgreens, and you can you can get the tweezers. Can you just look at your leg and yout, "Hey, tick, get off my leg!" Do they respond to shouting?
Yeah, no, they really don't. I don't think their hearing's all that great, to be honest with you. Yeah.
If you don't get it all the way out or anything, does that make you more susceptible to getting whatever they're carrying?
Absolutely. So the big concern is not only the tick being on there, but how long the tick stays on there.
Because it anchors, right? It anchors to you, and then it gets into your bloodstream?
Correct. That bacteria on the prongs, and when they bite you, they're going for your blood, and actually, unfortunately, they're putting bacteria into your bloodstream. So trying to get the entire thing off is very important. If you don't think you can, you can go to an emergency room. You can go to a convenient care. We see these all the time. People freak out. They don't know what to do. So we're really pretty adept at getting them off.
Dr. Most, we're seeing more and more, especially when it comes to invasive species, but more and more of these threats from smaller places, meaning mosquitoes, ticks,
buggies,
insects, other places. I mean, is that indicative of where we are as a planet? Why are we seeing more of these things that could damage us as human beings from such small places?
Yeah, Justin, I say the world is getting smaller. With international travel and the amount of travel we have, plus with the imports that we have, we are bound more to get more and more insects in here. We can't build a wall that's going to keep these things out.
If we can, the Mexicans will pay for it.
That's right. You probably saw last week, I mean, that was a big media story in the beginning part of last week, was this Asian longhorn tick that has now been found in 7 states. Well, in Asia, it has a virus attached to it that has a mortality rate of 15%.
Wow.
Now, that gets your attention. Fortunately, here, that same tick has not had that virus in it, but it still has come here, was found in New Jersey last year, and now has spread to 7 states. So you can start to see how quickly these things spread across the country.
Dave wants that. Dave, would say hi to Dr. Most while I check you for ticks. And hold
please
still.
Please do. Yes.
Hold
still. Hey, that tickles. Doc Most, I was actually at one fine area golf course this year, and Justin and I talked about this, I think, Steve, while you were away. We're talking about the Lone Star tick, and
is that it? The Asian Lone Star?
It's different, I think. It's the this one Texas. Supposedly can make you allergic to certain foods.
Oh, no, I was here for that. I remember that discussion.
Okay.
It can make you allergic to red meat.
Yeah.
What's up with that, Doc?
How about it? You know, we're starting to see things that when we when they bug bites us, it can make things even worse than what we do. It turns on our immune system, and it's amazing some of the things that they can do. The Lone Star tick is one of them that really is kind of interesting because it really doesn't do a whole heck of a lot to you, but it takes you to a point where you can't eat red meat, which is like, what?
What?
How does that happen?
What?
But it turns on your autoimmune system.
Wait, is this what happened to Dave? Is this why Dave eats all the kale? Did he get bit by a tick a few years ago?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
That's it. Doc, does modern medicine have to catch up to this kind of thing? Are you going to see when you talk about West Nile or you talk about Lyme disease and now what might be this virus with such a huge mortality rate? What do we need to do for modern medicine to catch up to these new threats?
Yeah, it depends, Justin. Some of them, it's more of an awareness. We need to be sure we find it, find out what it's caused by. There's two things that cause infections, as we talked about numerous times, virus and bacteria. Bacteria is the one that we're obviously the most concerned about because some of the bacterial ones, Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, can really cause major illness and in some cases death. The viruses, we look at it and say, okay, well, is it a bad enough virus that we should work on a vaccine? Two big ones that we probably talk about, West Nile and Zika. Well, I'll take the stand that we should be working on a vaccine for Zika because you'd probably have women saying, you know what, that's a vaccination I want to get. West Nile, many of us probably all have had West Nile. The symptoms haven't been that bad. So am I going to rush off to get that vaccine? Right. That's where we need to keep up on it. Keep up with the bacteria as well as the viruses and just try to decide from a medical point of view what's the next best step.
All right, when we come back, I want to ask you about some of the symptoms to look out for and whether or not it's time to go to the doctor because you get bit by these things and maybe you don't get sick right away or maybe you don't notice what's happening to you. So when do you have to go to the doc? Coming up with Dr. Most in just a second. Again, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine. All right, Doc, so when do we have to go to the doctors? Give me some symptoms here. First off, for West Nile.
Yeah, so West Nile, you know, it's kind of interesting. A lot of these are going to have pretty much very similar symptoms. But West Nile, we're going to see you're going to have a fever, you're going to have a headache, body aches. And for most people, they're either going to have those very, very mildly. Some will not even have them at all. But some, about 1 in 150, is going to go beyond that, and it's going to get to a point where you're going to have more neurologic. And you start to get severe headaches and concerns about vision and things like that after an insect bite. That's one thing we're concerned about with West Nile.
And that's when you got to get in right away.
Yeah, for West Nile, it's interesting. Since it's caused by a virus, really what we're doing is supportive measures there. And the people that get the neurologic symptoms, like I said, are so few and far between. We've only had a few cases this year, actually. But we're more concerned probably about some of the others that are caused by bacteria.
All right, so Zika, is that bacteria?
Zika is a virus as well. We haven't seen any cases of actual United States Zika.
Okay.
So we've still seen 35 cases this year, but they've all been from people who traveled to Mexico or Central America and then have come back into the States.
As you know, I was in a band called Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. What does that feel like?
Yeah, that one's kind of interesting, too. You say Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. Well, it's in the Rocky Mountains. We don't have to worry about it. But, in fact, it really has gone across the entire country. And that's one where you're going to get a bite. You'll start to see a little irritation. And then you get a rash. And I say, okay, well, tell me what the rash is and what to look for. And then I'll know. The bad thing about Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever is that rash can be anything from just a very fine, what we call pinpoint rash, to large, red, blotchy areas. So, really, the take-home is if you get bit by anything and then have a rash and fever, make sure you get into the doctor.
And what about Lyme disease?
Lyme disease is one, at least, that's interesting. You know, Lyme disease, when you get that first initial rash, it's often going to be called what we call a bullseye rash. So you're going to see these concentric red circles, and it can get to be quite large. Usually not painful, often won't even itch. Someone often will have to tell you, especially if it's on like the back of your leg or somewhere that you don't see it, say, what is that? The important thing about that is we can treat both Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever as well as Lyme disease with antibiotics. And the importance of getting treated early will stop the long-term problems down the road, the neurologic problems and some of the things that we see with Lyme disease with joint illness. So it's really important for those people, if you notice that bullseye rash, after you've been exposed to any ticks or outdoor activities, to get in.
Anybody feeling ill this morning after this discussion?
I'm feeling ill only because Miles is going to Wisconsin this week.
Miles is your little boy?
My little boy. So now I'm like all freaked out. Thanks, Doc Most.
Oh, it's fine. We're up there all the time. It's, you know what? I know somebody that has Lyme disease that's 90 years old that has had, you know, different bouts at different times, but they're 90 years old. Yeah. So it's so, like you said, Doc, it's treatable and, you know, it does reoccur though, right?
Yeah. And Mary, you make a good point. You know, this is going to be one that is going to hit seniors more than it's going to hit young individuals. But if you see any of that, get in and be seen. And I think probably the biggest thing is if you're going to go out, like Mary, you're up in Wisconsin, you go out. When you come in, take a shower. Look, make sure that you don't have any ticks on you. And watch out for the dogs, too. You know, those dogs that are running through, make sure that they have the right tick repellent on as well.
Yeah, because honestly, it's not like you're going to wear long sleeves and pants when it's 99 degrees out. I mean, people.
Correct. I mean, that's what they tell you, right? Long sleeve, pants with your socks. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to be out in shorts.
No, we never do.
put on DEET. DEET is safe in kids over the age of 3 months. So 30% DEET will help with this as well, with both mosquitoes as well as ticks.
And, Doc, one we didn't have time to discuss, but you mentioned this to Miles when he goes to Wisconsin, Justin, is the Gouda tick. It's native to Wisconsin, and it's in a little tiny hunting outfit. That's how you know it's from there. Doc, I don't make stuff up. You know that.
No. I read that.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Great. The pursuit of better health care starts here.